Hi, I'm Zoe. I'm 12 years old, and just like you, I'm stuck at home with my family because of the pandemic. I'm sitting in my bedroom speaking into my phone right now. Before school got canceled and the world got basically shut down, I loved swimming, soccer, field hockey, and horseback riding. I love crafts, especially anything with threads. I've been doing a lot more of those recently. But since we've been stuck at home, I've been spending a lot more time outside. Whether it's taking walks, going for bike rides, playing driveway tennis, or just relaxing in the sun. That is, when it's not raining. We haven't had the best weather lately, at least not here in Pondfield. But that just means I have more space. I don't have to social distance so hard when I take walks. You see, I live right on a golf course and small forest, Mount Hood, and on sunny days, it is packed. Of course, the golf course is closed. They have signs everywhere telling people that they're allowed to walk on the trails, but not allowed to golf. And yet somehow, 50% of Mount Hood's visitors are still golfers. Anyways, it's a good thing I know all the back routes, or else I wouldn't even be able to go outside my house without breaking the social distancing regulations. Sometimes they're a real pain, especially when I go on a walk with a friend and we have to stay on opposite sides of the street. Between the muffling face masks and the ridiculously loud car engines, it's nearly impossible to have a conversation from 6 feet apart. But I know it's for the best. Anything to make this nightmare end sooner, right? I've been thinking a lot about the last day of school. Well, not the real last day, that's in a few weeks, but the last time we were in school. It was sort of like senior spring, but for the whole school, teachers included. We didn't know for sure that school was going to be canceled, but we had heard rumors and it was pretty obvious from the news. In science, we watched YouTube videos and did homework from other classes. And in every subject, there were people doing TikToks because they knew they couldn't get detention. The craziest part was they never even made an announcement saying we wouldn't be coming back to school next Monday like usual. One teacher told her students during lunch block, the class that's right before lunch at our school, and the news made its way around the school in less than 10 minutes. Our principal stood by the door and said, "See you soon," on our way out. After school, I said bye and see you in 3 weeks to my friends. And now we're closing in on 3 months at home. So I'm starting this podcast as sort of a diary of all the strange things that are going on in the world right now. It's been really fun preparing, and I can't wait to share these crazy times with all of you. I just wish I had something more interesting going on to share, but it looks like it's just going to be a record of me and my family slowly losing our minds from being cooped up. Oh, and speaking of family, here come my parents. Say hi to the podcast, parents.
Hi.
Hi.
I know my dog wants to join in. Bark into the mic, Gemma. Okay, I'll talk to you two. Sorry, Gemma. I mean three. Later. So, my dad owns an IT company. You know, like setting up computers and networks for businesses. My mom used to be a history teacher. She isn't anymore, but she still loves history. She spent almost 2 months researching the history of our town, Pondfield, and has been doing genealogy on our family's ancestors for as long as I can remember. Turns out, I'm a direct descendant from William the Conqueror. Pretty cool, huh? It's actually been really helpful for geography class, because this week's assignment was to write a letter from an Australian colonist to a family member, and I asked my mom for some help, and she found me a real letter written by one of our Australian ancestors to a brother back in England. Oh my gosh, I did it. I recorded my first podcast. I have to say, I was pretty nervous, but it seems like I did okay. From now on, I'm going to be releasing short podcasts every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So I guess I'll talk to you on Wednesday. Until then, I'm Zoe, and this is my life on lockdown.